This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Cheryl Snyder, your host for today. And joining me now on the program are Mary Ellefson, the co-founder and co-coordinator of Lynn Canal Adventures, and Isaac Schlosser, a high school senior, teen runner, and former LCRC Camper of the Year. Welcome to you both.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Mary, let's start with you. What is Lynn Canal Adventures?
Let's see. Running camp in Juneau through Lynn Canal Adventure started about 11 years ago. Tristan Knutson Lombardo and I, who were kind of mashing our heads together. We have an amazing running community. We have a world-class trail system. We have so many people who like to play on those trails, and we were both coaches. And there's a lot of great running camps throughout the nation. But we were like, how can we make an affordable, inclusive, and just accessible running camp that takes advantage of this great, great sea to sky trail place where we live. Mm-hmm. So I guess the outcome of that is we started running camp, and it was small. I think it was like 16 or 17 campers in 2011. And now we have grown. And this year we actually have three camps, a middle school camp and two high school camps. And those are really, really geared for every ability. And we have a sliding scale, hopefully making it affordable for everyone. And the support in this community, which we hear often on this show, Cheryl, is really what's propelled us, from the businesses that support us to the athletes that sign up, actually from Juneau and across the state. And today is sign up day. So at 8 a.m., we started watching those registrations tally. And I'm going to just say that I think we're at about 48 applicants. So we have two. This is just for the high school camp. Sorry, the middle school camps in a few weeks sign up. And so 48 of 80 of those slots, like we talked about, the sailing guy talked about before us, are filled. So it's just encouraging people to go to lynncanaladventures.org and look it over and sign up.
All right. Well, I'm excited to talk to you a little bit more about what the camp, what that's going to look like this summer. But I'd also just love to learn more about the program first. Some of the values I've heard you ascribe to it is that it's inclusive. Some of the language you sent me is that you seek to have a connected community. Can you speak more to what that means to you in relation to the camp?
Yeah, I think we believe very strongly that it's pretty cool, and we all try to get better at the same thing. And the best way to do that is through support, having a great time together. And at camp, we know that a healthy, connected community creates really healthy competitors that continue to raise their bar high wherever they come in at us with. They've never run before, or they're heading for a state title. So the more that we connect, the healthier our competitive culture is. Camp consists of, you know, runs and adventures, a lot of holistic workshops that help us understand better our mind and our body and those systems that come to play, whether we're doing Zumba or yoga or sports psychology or jump roping or sand skiing, those fun things that we can do to learn more about how our systems work. And then we have some crazy Olympics and cabin time, different ways for us to meet each other and to just see where everybody's at and to support the growth of that person. And a lot of camp is, I don't know what Isaac talked about, it's the funnest week of the year. We laugh a lot at camp. So laughter is pretty cool and really, really important to pay attention to. And I'm looking forward to that.
Great. Yeah. So, Isaac, I'd love to hear you're a high school senior. I gather you've been running with Mary for a few years now. What do you get out of running?
The biggest thing for me that I get out of running is really the community. I mean, I'm running with these people all year round. And in the winter, I'm skiing with them. In the spring, I'm running track and field with them. And obviously, in the summer, I'm at running camp with them and cross-country preseason. So I've met all sorts of amazing people that are just as passionate to be about running and then help push my passion for running. Mm-hmm. So that's really great.
And do you feel like it's made you a better runner being involved with this group?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a large motivator running with other people. And everyone wants to get better. And that's great.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about camp last year. You were nominated and designated the Camper of the Year. What are the qualities you think that you showed at camp last summer that got you that distinction?
I was actually not Camper of the Year last year. I'm not sure that confusion came up, but you know, the thing about camp is anyone can win Camper of the Year because they're all excited to be there and they're all having a great time. Like Mary said, with all the games and shenanigans that are going on. I know that, it's the counselors dream up these crazy games. I don't know how they do it sometimes. But everyone is really involved and yeah.
So what kind of advice would you have for someone who is new to running or maybe has never run before? Maybe they're part of a family that hasn't really ventured out into the wilds, but they're really kind of curious, but they're not sure that they have what it takes to do it. What would you say?
I would say just go for it. I mean, the camp welcomes everyone from all levels every year. Some people that have never run before, I know, have had a great time. I know my first year, I had run 1 year across country, but I wasn't that passionate about running. And then I came to camp and I related those positive experiences of having fun with friends to running, and it really sparked a passion for me.
Mm-hmm. And Mary, maybe you can speak to how you organize the run so that kids who are just starting out and the kids who are really, you know, trying to achieve some high goals with their running. How do you have those two groups of kids all out there?
I think I want to just put out there that we have a very strong belief that every runner is brave. Mm-hmm. Everyone brings a lot of courage, and we have these two words, courage and community, because it does take a lot. We've been on the phone today with parents whose young rising athletes are nervous. Because it's a different experience, and running is one of those things, like we say metaphorically, you know, you put yourself at the starting line and you come across the finish. It's a sport that you really have to bring yourself and that self-motivation. So if we can build support and connection around that, support being the key word here, Cheryl, because when you sign up, we ask you for a PR, a 5K or a 1 mile. Some people simply don't know. But we do spend a lot of time looking over that. And we do on our first runs, you know, we try to group towards abilities for some of our runs. Some of our runs are hikes, they're group hikes. Every day has a different intention. Sometimes we have a big day where we'll, whatever, do the Juno Ridge. And our goal is to get everybody over there, but not, and this is an example, not fast, just with a lot of support. And then maybe the next day is we're doing some, guess a kilometer or predict a kilometer. So we all figure out what a kilometer means and feels like. And so there's different intention to help us understand both the technique and just getting stronger over the week. We say usually at camp, kids will run from 30 to 60 miles, depending on how much they've been running when they came in, because we adjust every day according to different abilities. And some days, like I said, we simply are doing something together. We also have an amazing group of counselors, and we can do what we do in these different groups because we really believe in a small sort of adult or counselor to athlete ratio. So, and that switches up too, where you get to meet the different counselors. But we're in the middle, we're actually hiring our counseling staff right now, and they're all just super cool. A lot of them have come out of our system or come to running camp. Some other people we've coached, other people are coming from other parts of the state. So I just can't say enough about our staff. It's a pretty special group of people that then pay attention to the growth and the needs and how to best support each athlete. We also spent time looking at, should we have 100? We're at the Methodist camp. Should we have 20? But we've learned over the last decade that having 40 at camp, we all get to know each other's names. And we all get to either cook together or run together or do Olympics together or hike together. So we can build a community based of, I don't know, I want to reflect on what Isaac said there. We all bring something special. The community changes every year. It's like a different fabric. So we really celebrate the individuality in everyone as we create this pretty, pretty cool week.
Very good. So as you already mentioned, this morning registration opened and people are already signing up. For those listening who are excited to get their kid involved, how do they do that? What website should they go to?
lynncanaladventures.org, or just Google Lynn Canal Adventures, and everything should be right there, including from the registration to our COVID mitigation plan this year, which we've worked really hard at. We were able to work very closely with some great guiding medical advice. So we're ready for camp, a safe camp. Public health is guiding us, and we're going to do it. So.
Okay, terrific. Was there anything else either one of you wanted to share today?
Isaac, why should people go to camp?
Again, it's just an amazing experience. And I'm getting excited just thinking about it. And I've already aged out. I can't go. But I'm just being together with people. That's awesome.
All right.
I want to add that this camp is high school camp going into ninth through 12th grade. And then our next camp is a middle school camp, 6th, 7th, and 8th. And that sign up will be in a few weeks.
Okay, terrific. Well, thank you so much for your time today, and have great fun out on the trails.
Thank you.
Thank you.